This really isn't a good start at all. Fourth time lucky, this is the Bugcast episode 2. Going to get easier. My mummy warned me there'd be days like these. good evening. It's Friday the 14th of March. Just coming up to 11 o'clock in the evening. Well, hope you're all well. Another week, another episode. It's been a slow week this week, both in terms of work and in my general life. I did plan for this. I had loads of good ideas, things to talk about. I wrote them all down on pieces of paper and then went and left them at work. So there's not going to be a lot of topical discussion in this episode. It's just going to be me waffling for a bit, and then we'll have some music, and then we'll waffle some more and have some more music, and we'll see what happens. As I said, it's been a slow week this week. Many of the podcasts I would usually listen to during the week haven't been updated much, so I can't feedback much on those. I found myself playing episode one of the Bugcast back to myself a number of times to just go through it and offer myself some constructive critique. And it was whilst going through it for maybe the 18th time that I picked up on an extremely interesting statistic, and that is the number of times I said or and I did ask for people to write to me and complain and say you say too much, and I got it, so thank you very much. But I did spend some time going through and I did count how many times I said it, and it was an amazing 70 times, 7-0, that I said or in episode 1, which is absolutely disgusting. I told the wife that, and she said to me that if I say or more than 30 times in this episode, which doesn't count the ones that I'm saying intentionally to explain, she's going to tweak my nipples, which is going to hurt. So I'm trying to be careful not to say too much. Hopefully it'll work. So what's been happening in my life in the last week? Not a lot, to be perfectly honest with you. Apart from working and going to the gym in the evening. I don't know whether many of you know this, but my working day consists of me getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning. No, it doesn't. It consists of me getting up at 5:30 in the morning, getting myself ready, leaving the house at about 7, driving into work's about 40 to 50 miles, depending on which route I take, which can take anything between an hour and 3. I think the record for the length of time it's taken me to get into work is about 3 hours, and that was on a really, really bad day. Part of the problem is that my journey into work will either take me down the A1, which at the moment is shafted by roadworks, the M1, which at the moment is shafted by roadworks, or some back roads, which, because the A1 and the M1 are shafted by roadworks, gets clogged up as well. I found that if I leave earlier in the morning, say if I leave the house at about 6:30, I tend to miss most of the traffic and I can get in within the hour, which means I'm in work by 7:30. But if I leave work at 7:15, which is my normal time, I won't get into work until 9, or in some cases gone 9, which isn't particularly useful. I've never really understood the whole why a quarter of an hour can make an hour and a half's difference in terms of journey times. Let me know what your experiences are. What's your journey into work like? Okay, I did warn you there'd be not much content, because I've left my notes behind. I have done some planning for this show, I do promise you. But I have written some notes and done a bit of research into the music I'm playing, which I didn't do last week, so hopefully this week will flow a bit better. Bless you, Cara. She's just coughing in the background there, if you heard it. So, we'll move on to another song. This is a song by a lady called Maria Danes, who I have to say does sound quite a lot like Tina Turner. And this song is called Rollin'. And it helps if I start it. Let's try that again. Mm-hmm. Song that was Maria Danes and Rollin'. I did tell you that she sounded a lot like Tina Turner, and it turned out I wasn't wrong. Righty ho. At the end of the last episode, I gave you an email address, and I've had one piece of feedback on that email address, and that was from the wife when she listened to episode one. And then sent me an email straight away at the point that she was listening to it when I said, can you please write to me and tell me off for saying I'm an etc. And she did just that. And it said, don't say or anymore. So, a little bit disappointed that I've not had any other feedback by email, but I've had a hell of a lot of feedback from other people in other ways. And I just want to go down and just acknowledge the feedback that I've had. And really, guys, I really, really appreciate it. First of all, from my work, Lee and Phil, thanks very much for your feedback, guys. You've been really, 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 really valuable. From other podcasts, you've got Mark, the Stainless Steel Rat, Lance, Darren and Doug from Dumb Down Life and Short Ball One. From LiveJournal in the UK, you've got Leonie and Marcus. Thank you guys for your good feedback. Chris, who is a DJ in his own right, he is a DJ for Time 106.6 in... Where is it? In Slough, indeed. Yes, where I used to live. Ian and Nick, thanks again for your help, especially for helping out with the RSS feed on the website. And then from America, you've got Gary, Daniel and Gina, who all offered some really, really good feedback. As it happens, the feedback was pretty much the same from everybody. It was okay, it sounded good, you sounded a bit nervous, plan more and stop saying So there you go. On the subject of work, the two guys that they gave some feedback, I actually found out today that that work have recently blocked staff from accessing the LiveJournal website, which is where I do my weblog. I did some digging around. There's most of the photo sharing and the blogging sites have been blocked off, and I can kind of understand the reasons why that would be, because certainly in the industry that I work in, information security, data security is very important. You don't want your staff going onto the net and blogging about the things that they're doing and their work, particularly not with the data protection scares we've had recently. But you can still access eBay, which I really don't understand. eBay, Amazon, other kind of shopping sites that really aren't work related whatsoever. And yet the tools that people would use on a regular basis that may be of help to them during their working day have been taken away. So, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason for it. I'm sure it makes sense to some people. It doesn't to me. So, this is pretty much it. There's not a lot else I'm going to talk about today. All it remains now is for me to let you know how to get in contact. Again, you can email me directly by emailing bugcast, that's BUGCAST, at thelovebug.org. You can visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org, where you'll also find the show notes from this show, previous shows, and also information about the music that's been played. You can also now, you can phone, just taking a good idea from the Dumbed Down Life podcast. You can call me on 020-8099-1550. That's 020-8099-1550. And that's in the UK. If you want to call that number from outside the UK, you put 44 and then take off the zero. So that would be 44-20-8099-1550. If you leave me an audio message, I may well play you next week on the next episode. So be warned, if you don't want to be played, then say so in your audio message. Okay, I think that's about it. That's all I'm going to be yarning about today. So here's the last song. It is a group called Fern, and the song is called Put Out the Light. I'm having real technical problems today. Let's try that again. There we go. Shall be very soon. Oh, what was that? Oh, what's going on? Shut up, you're not supposed to be doing that yet. Amateurs. Yes, it's time to go. I need to stop being quiet because I think at least one of my kids is getting a little bit unsettled with me being down here talking to you guys. So, well, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. I do apologise that it's not again been as good as I'd hoped it to be. Okay, so that's it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and look forward to speaking to you all again next week. Take care. Bye bye. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.